Now, this is Australia Overnight with Tony McManus.
Yep, we do. Shane A. Bassett Movies Entertainment, if you don't mind. Biggest release of the week we'll get to in just a moment. You may or may not be familiar, Shane A. Bassett, with the name Ignatius Jones.
Hello, Tony. No, I have heard the name before, but not totally aware of who that person is.
Way before your time, which is a lovely thing. Ignatius Jones, Filipino-born Australian events director, journalist, of course, as well. He was at the front of a band called Jimmy and the Boys. Did lots of other things, including whipping a whole lot of people into a frenzy for a lot of the stuff for the Sydney Olympics. I mean, he was really quite a wonderful artist in many, many ways. Sadly lost him yesterday. If we get time, we'll feature, and I didn't know that he actually worked very closely with Monica, a former play school presenter all those years ago in a band called Pardon Me Boys as well. So it's a great history. Anyway, we'll talk about that as we go through. To those sending texts, Rip and Lee, another station that's a former locality and now part of Elstonwick, and there are many there. And I'm not going to get to them. Paisley Station between Newport and Werribee. All these platforms are there, but were never really quite suburbs. Rip and Lee, another one. Williams Landing, we touch base on. Nice to have you on the program. Now, tell us, what do we need to know about this thing called the Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes? Yay or nay?
I would say yay. In this particular case, because Planet of the Apes has just been going since Charlton Heston landed on their planet in the late 60s, and there's been so many movies since. They tried to revive it with Mark Wahlberg in the early 2000s, Planet of the Apes, which was a version I didn't mind, but it didn't quite work and it flopped. So the planned trilogy there didn't happen. And a decade or so later, they've revived Planet of the Apes and they haven't looked back. This is the fourth one in it, like the regeneration of the series. And it was filmed mostly in Sydney, Australia, Moore Park, Fox Studios, at Powerhouse Museum in the basement. They used a particular for a big scene. And this Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is just more of the same, but a little different. But if you like the apes taking over the earth and the humans are on the second tier trying to take it back, this is for you. But it's quite spectacular, Tony. It looks fantastic, and it's entertaining, and it's got some fantastic action scenes in it.
Without having seen it, I mean, as you say, there's about three or four at least incarnations of very similar themes around it. To what demographic would you imagine this may be targeted?
It's not for young kids, that's for sure, but okay. I think teenagers are, for sure, and yeah, it just has what it has is a really strong story as well. The apes, you just think they're real, the special effects, because they're actually actors playing the apes. You know, they're in their suits and then they put in the CGI effects afterwards. But yeah, you feel quite personally towards them in many cases, and they have a strong storyline. So, yeah, that's not really targeted at any age. It's, I guess, the science fiction fans.
Yeah, it would be, no doubt about that. And I'm pleased to hear you say that there's actually a great storyline attached to it.
Really good story. Yeah, that's what captured my attention. And it's 2.5 hours long, so it's quite a long movie again. A demanding film because you've got to keep on point of what's happening, not one you can just drift off from. So, yeah, it's actually really well made, and I enjoyed it much more than I expected because they're reviving it in a way that this is the first of yet another trilogy planned, as they do with movies these days, always planning ahead.
All right, let's go to this one. You can rent, you can buy digital platforms and or DVD. It's a thing called Jericho Ridge.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Get on it. It's an action thriller. It's about a police officer who's trapped. She's got no backup. She's in a remote station, police station, and they have some evidence inside the station that these criminals want, and they will do anything. So she's like locked up inside like a fortress. It's a snowstorm outside. She's been injured. and she's got to protect herself from these vicious criminals who just want to come in and get this evidence. It's a cat and mouse game. Really good. Really good movie. And he's short, and it packs a punch. Jericho Ridge, if you get a chance to watch it, I loved it.
Anybody in it we know?
No, actually, I didn't recognise any of them in it. Cast of unknowns, basically. It's an independent film, but punches above its weight. It's really entertaining stuff, but right. Violent. So if you don't like... If you don't like violence, probably avoid it.
I want to get some feedback from the listener in regards to great Mother's Day movies or great movies about mothers. 133693. Great Mother's Day movies or mothers movies? No, that's not quite right, is it? Mothers movies.
It's really movies that features
mothers,
mums,
yes,
and
mothers,
families.
Thank you. You got me out of that one. 133693 to have a look at across this weekend for Mother's Day on Stan. We love Stan. Red Eye.
Yeah, not to be confused with the 2005 movie. There was a movie called Red Eye, and this one's totally different. It's a British series. It's about a doctor who has been accused of something shocking, and a London police officer is just told to babysit him, escort him to Beijing on a plane. And he's protesting his innocence. And on the plane, one by one, people are dying. It's almost like an Agatha Christie movie on a plane. It's excellent. A really good British thriller. He's the prisoner is the one who's the target, but other people around him are passing away instead. So there's an assassin on the plane. They don't know who it is. It's great. So one by one, someone is dropping off, and they have to solve the murders on the plane.
For those
Red Eye on Stan.
Those targeted who just loathe the idea of flying.
I don't like flying, and it's a little scary. They go through turbulence a few times, it's a bit scary. But yeah, it's very tense. It's a really good, and it's another one of those shows that's well done where you just want to keep watching it episode after episode.
Got a few of those in the shared house that won't be watching that. They loathe the idea of flying. You stay there. When we come back, we'll take some calls with regards to some of the great movies, Mother's Day classics, if you will. 133693. G'day, Tony Mac from Lisa, listening in Seaford. Morning, Lisa, who says, Tony, in reference to Monica from Play School, pretty sure she was Ignatius Jones's sister. Correct, she was. Thank you, Lisa. Rip and Lee, another station, former locality, now part of Elstonwick, I think we mentioned. And Trev, talking about what you're going to eat in the footy tonight in front of the Carlton-Melbourne game, talking about pizza, tomato, bacon, salami, egg and cheese. Beautiful. You had me at bacon. And the one and only, we love him when he comes on the program on a Thursday morning, Shane A. Bassett, Movies Entertainment. Now, Mother of the Bride on Netflix, this is brand new, is it?
Yeah, brand new film. And quite strategically, the Netflix have decided we'll release it today. It actually drops today in time for Mother's Day on the weekend. It is an uncomplicated comedy, but I liked it probably mostly because of Brooke Shields. She's a child actor, as you probably know,
yeah,
Tony.
Of course,
been around for, she's just wonderful and has never stopped. She's never stopped acting. She plays a doting mum whose daughter returns from London. Daughter's been away for an extended period. A lot of parents would, you know, relate to that. And all of a sudden, the daughter announces, I'm getting married. So the whole movie turns out to be like a wedding preparation film between mother and daughter and then friends and family. You know, almost, it's really good, actually. It's nothing that you wouldn't expect that wouldn't happen in this kind of movie, but it's beautiful. It's well told. Miranda Cosgrove plays the daughter. She is quite a great young actress. Benjamin Bratt's in it. It's just a enjoyable film, perfect for Mother's Day viewing.
And it's on Netflix, Mother of the Bride. From the listener, a listener review, Red Eye started off fantastic. You get a couple of episodes in, the characters and the storyline almost starts to get a little annoying.
Yeah, okay, I can see that. Like with most television shows, they extend it out to keep your attention.
Of course
they do.
Trying,
and it could have been a bit short. And as I say with a lot of movies, maybe make it a movie instead of an 8-episode or a 7-episode series. So I do agree with the listener, but I would have said Go back to it. Stick with it. It's got a great ending.
Oh, thank you. Spoiler alert. It's got a great ending.
I didn't say what had happened. That's for sure, Tony. I wouldn't do that.
No, you wouldn't. Classic Mother's Day movie suggestions we'll get to in just a moment. You and I had spoken some weeks ago, and I haven't raised it, about Random Harvest. Have you had the time? Have you sat down with Greer Garson and Random Harvest?
Greer has not yet played on my TV, but I still have the...
You're a disgrace.
I am, you know, because I see it sitting on my shelf as we speak. It's sitting there with about 30 other movies that I have on Blu-ray and DVD, and I haven't put it in yet. Sorry.
Steel Magnolias, still up there with one of the great, just great women in it.
Yeah.
Fabulous characters. It's funny, beautifully written. If you haven't seen it and you haven't seen it for a little while, lovely thing to do Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's my top pick. I've got a few I like to recommend, but Steel Magnolias has Sally Field and Dolly Parton, Daryl Hannah, Julia Roberts. That's a beautiful movie of a generation of different women in the family and their stories. Lovely. Very sad, though. Be prepared, but never gets old. Terrific film. Steel Magnolias. Must see for Mother's Day viewing.
Spoiler alert to anybody under 40 that hasn't seen it, and you've just this is a sad ending. Don't tell them. August, Osage County, comedy / drama.
Yeah, no one's ever heard of this movie.
No,
but it's brilliant. Meryl Streep is the matriarch of the they're called the Weston family. That's their surname, the Weston family, and they all come together because she's going to make an announcement. But she is the most strong-willed. Awful woman you would ever meet. She's a really despicable mum. She has a bit of a big heart, which you find out later on in the movie. But yeah, August, Osage County, Meryl Streep's at the hedge, and then you've got Julia Roberts again. She's in it, among others, and Juliette Lewis, who's really good in it. Ewan McGregor, must-see film. Mm. And there's a dinner scene where Meryl Streep absolutely goes off, and it is acting, it's an acting showcase. If you're a young actor or an actor out there and not seen August Osage County, it's based on a play, get the movie. Or watch it streaming. It's brilliant.
Yeah, she's incredible, Streep. So it's called August Osage County. Now, Psycho, the original?
Yeah.
Really?
People think, why am I bringing this up? Because, you know, it's Mother's Day now. I like a good scary movie. It's Alfred Hitchcock. It's a classic. And it's all about a son wanting to be his mum, right? That's as far as I'll go.
Oh, thank you.
Strong mum message. And, Anthony Hopkins, he did his movie and he was known for it ever after.
Yeah, genius. Now, I see this written down here, Bad Mums. I'm reminded of when the granddaughters were first born. I had mates who said, you've got to look at, I can't remember, it was Dirty Grandpa or... Dirty Grandpa or Bad Grandpa, which frightened me then. Is this similar?
There was a Bad Grandpa, which had Johnny Knoxville in it, pretending to be an old man, and he'd go around the streets and play practical jokes, because he was from Jackass, Johnny Knoxville.
No, it wasn't.
And the other one you're thinking of, Dirty Grandpa, was Robert De Niro.
Yes, it was De Niro.
Zac Efron.
It's very funny, and I hated thinking it was going to be funny, but it turned out I stuck with it. It was really quite entertaining. It was
politically incorrect movie.
Absolutely.
But quite funny.
She is good. Bad Mums, would you have a look?
Oh, Bad Mums is politically incorrect. Also about a bunch of mums doing exactly what they want to do, anything they like. And, it's kind of funny. I enjoyed it. So something not for the kids, though.
And finally, just Terms of Endearment, one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson, who doesn't act anymore, a chance to see him and Shirley MacLaine together. But again, give too much away, but you might need a box of tissues for this one. Really quite sad. It won several Academy Awards. Terms of Endearment is a strong mother and daughter story.
Mate, Eurovision across the weekend, SBS, Australia dropped out in the first round.
We got knocked out. Well, I hate to say it, the song wasn't a very strong song, so it didn't surprise me, sadly, that Australia didn't make it through. But the lineup that I've seen that have made it looks like it'll be big, and I just wanted to quickly mention it because Eurovision's a... I'm not sure why Australia are a part of it, but still, it's a big thing on SBS, and there's a lot of Eurovision parties this weekend. Some of the acts are going to be very interesting, I think. Some of the costumes, anyway, what I've seen so far.
Yeah, they'll be fantastic. It's always a bit of fun over the weekend. Thank you. Great work, as per usual. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you very much, Tony. Have a great day, everyone.
You too. Shane A. Bassett, all about entertainment and films.